With my chin level, I walk proudly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the instant illumination. With my chin level, I walk proudly. How many of us walk proudly with our chins level? Think about it. With my chin level, I walk proudly, and I look at the world about me, and I say to myself, what a glorious world this is. I look about me and I say, what a fantastic world I live in. My goodness gracious sakes alive, what wonderful quality there is to this fantastic world that I'm living in. And truly, what wonderful qualities there are to this fantastic world that I am living in. It's just a matter of who I think I am, who I think I'd like to be, what values I have for myself. With my chin level, I walk proudly. What does my chin level have to do with me walking proudly? Well, and also, what am I proud of? Well, with my chin level, I am looking straight ahead. I am confident in my every footstep. I let the eyes in my feet walk and guide my path and guide my feet on the perfect path. I don't have to look where I'm going. My feet know where they're going. With my chin level, I am walking with confidence. I am walking where I know I am walking. I am in love with myself. I'm happy with myself. I'm confident in myself in every wonderful way. Now, when you have your chin level, whether you're sitting down or whether you're standing up or whether you're walking or whether you're dancing, when two dancers are dancing and their heads are turned down at their feet, they don't look very professional. When the dancers are dancing and their chins are level, and their eyes are looking into each other's eyes, not at the orchestra, not at the audience, not at anyone else except each other. As they do this, they have the total admiration of everyone who watches them dance. They dance with a dignity, with a professionalism, with a charm, with a magic. And what makes that appear to be so powerful? It's that their chins are level. You say, come on, now it can't make that much of a difference. Certainly it can't make that much of a difference. And yeah, it can. It really can. When someone looks you straight in the eye, you feel confidence in them. They don't have to look you straight in the eye. They can be so self-confident and so proud of themselves. They say things to you and they just sort of say it off your shoulder or say it off of your head or somewhere or even in another direction. You get the message. But how much more powerful is that message when your chin is level and you're looking straight into the eyes of the person that you are sharing with the person with whom you're acting with? What makes the chin level do that? Well, first of all, a level chin is a significant evidence of you liking yourself, of you not thinking you're superior to anybody else. That gets you in trouble. But the feeling that you like yourself, you feel wonderful. When one learns ballet, one of the first things that they're taught is to keep their chin level, to keep their bodies always in focus, to keep their body always smoothly operating and flowing like a lovely watch would go. A watch? Yes. Mm-hmm. Every mechanism of their body operates in perfect synchronicity of the other mechanisms. It's so fantastic, so glorious, so beautiful, but you never think of that, and yet that's what it's all about. When your chin is level, you have set your course on not looking at your feet, not looking at the ground, not looking at anyone else, but just looking straight ahead or at whatever you're doing. Even a watchmaker, He's working on his watch, and he's got his head bent over looking down. And then he brings the watch up, and he brings the magnifying glass up, and he brings his chin level, and he looks at it straight ahead. And all of a sudden, whatever he needed to do with that watch became evident in his mind, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do to put that watch to rights. Whenever a child comes in and says to his mommy, looking her straight in the eye, "Mommy, I love you," no matter what that child does, did, or was thinking of doing, the mother melts. The mother melts in the arms, in the heart, in the life of that child, because that child is mutual integrity, mutual respect, mutual love. Yes. Life is so glorious. Life is so wonderful. Life is so grand when we have our chin level. Now you say, "Boy, you're certainly pushing that as far as it wants to go." No, I'm not. I haven't even begun to evidence to you and to me what it means to have your chin level. To have your chin level and walk proudly. Live proudly. Not superiorly, but proudly. To live with self-confidence. To live with the feeling that all is right with your world, and your world is a glorious, good, and a beautiful world. And when you do that, then everything is indeed right with your world. And how wonderful you feel about that. How glorious you feel about that. Because that is who you are, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters, because that's who you are. And when you know that's who you are so content. When you know that's who you are so filled with everything good and beautiful. And your whole life takes on an experience, takes on an avenue of being something so beautiful, so fantastic, so glorious, that you just cannot imagine what you've been missing. Yes, that's right. By having your chin forward, by having yourself totally aware of who you are, then it is done. And when it is done, then you are at peace. Then you are in love with yourself in its most wonderful way. And being in love with yourself in its most wonderful way, you feel fully content. You feel fully at peace with all. Yes, walking with my chin level, I walk proudly. You look at the Marine soldiers. They're taught to have their chin level, their shoulders back, their tummy in, their butt out, their butt in. They're taught to walk with their chest up. They're taught to walk as self-confident. They're taught to walk to really be proud of themselves, to walk proudly. And when you look at a Marine, you don't have to wonder what service he's in. You know where he has been trained. The basic training of all Marines is a training of first recognizing what your physical body does. When a Marine walks into a difficult situation, immediately everyone realizes, whoops, we better behave. Whoops, we better put on our best foot forward here. Whoops. You see, he's walking with confidence. He's walking with peace. He's walking with self-assuredness. He's walking with the realization that he knows how to handle any situation. And he handles it first by handling himself. He handles it first by handling his life, by walking with his chin level and walking with that feeling of pride and confidence in who and what he is. We all can do that same thing, and many times we do. When someone walks into the room with confidence, their chin is level to the ground. When someone walks into the room with self-confidence and self-awareness and the belief that they're the boss, when A person who's the speaker at a group, he walks into the room with his chin level. When someone is doing anything at all, they walk level. Now, some people feel that they're being mistreated, or they feel that they're being misunderstood, or they feel that they don't have a voice, they don't have a word that they can say in reference to their confidence in the world. When that happens, they look down at the floor, they look at their feet. They look in such a way that they are unable to accomplish what they want to accomplish. The Marine never has that trouble. You say, well, Herb, were you a Marine? No, I was in the Navy. And in the Navy, we had close to that, but we were not as stringently like that. But the Marines had an edge on that, and that's good. But they don't have to have an edge on it. That gift can be partly yours and mine, too. We can learn by what we see other people doing and knowing why they do it, and do it similarly. We can have that similar confidence, that similar being totally aware of ourselves and totally understanding who and what we are. We can have that, but we won't have that unless we choose to have that. Now, do you want to be a person who everyone respects and honors just by looking at you? Do you want to walk into a room and have everyone immediately take stock of you and say, ha, that's who that is. That's the president. Yep, that's a Marine. Yeah, that's the cheese. That's the prime minister. That's the queen, the king. That's the person who has authority. And you may have no authority whatsoever. You may just be another participant in the game of life that is being played. And you walk in with that confidence, with that awareness, with that self-belief. And everyone looks at you and says, ha, finally someone who knows the answer. And you don't even know the question yet. But you walk in with that ability to make everyone feel that you know the answer. And truly, you do know the answer. The answer is, as the Pope, when he walks into a room, almost immediately he holds out his hands in such a way as saying, peace. He doesn't hold his hands up to heaven and say, God, give me peace. He holds his hands face down and reaches out over the crowd and says, peace, peace. He calls it pax, using the Latin name for peace. And as he says peace, the audience instantly becomes peaceful. That's their role. He is the authority to say peace. And we can walk into a room not so ostensibly putting our hands out like the Pope. People might misunderstand, but we look with the look of our chin straightforward, our chin level, and our awareness proudly who we are. And we say to the people, you are beautiful. Thank you so much for inviting me to be with you today. I am so happy to be with you. The people melt in your arms. They melt in your heart. They melt in their heart toward you. And you keep your chin level. And you say, we've all been suffering from a problem recently, and that problem was not knowing what to do. Well, here's a solution that very well might fit that problem for you. Not know-it-all, but very well might fit that problem for you. And the solution is, if we can realize what causes that noise that we're hearing, it'll take away an irritation from us, and we will feel wonderful and relaxed and peaceful. Now, who is it who's in charge of the electronics in this building here? And so the electrical engineer stands up, or the janitor stands up, and he says, I am. And he says to the janitor, would you mind going to your master switch and turning it off for just a few minutes? Well, that'll upset all the clocks, that'll upset all the things. That's okay. Just do that for just a minute. Now, it's not a matter we want to leave it off. It's just a matter of leaving it off for a moment. And so the janitor goes to the power box, and he opens the door, and he takes the handle of the fuses, and he pulls it down into the off position. And The sound that had been irritating the crowd disappears. And you, the speaker, say, "Now there is peace." Whenever we have noises that disturb us and we're not sure what they are, we can go directly to the power source and turn it off for a few moments and become peaceful. And now, janitor, you may turn it on and it will not disturb us in the least because we know what it is. So the janitor turns on the power and the noise is there again, but we know what it is and we're untouched by it. And you, as a master, brought forth that knowledge in the people who you were with. And they said, "No wonder he's a genius. No wonder he's fantastic. No wonder he goes right to the source and handles it beautifully." And that's all it takes. That's all it takes is just that one little touch of turning the power off for a moment so that you can equate the truth of what you're dealing with as to the illusion of what appears to be. And then all is in divine order, and you are happy, and you are content, and you are at peace with yourself, and you feel wonderful. Now, can you do that? Can you let go? Can you be a leader? Can you walk through life with your chin level with the ground, with your eyes always focused on that which is beautiful and good around you, calling it forth? Can you do this that makes the difference? Can you walk proudly through life, always knowing that you know the answer? Just let it be revealed to you. You know the solution. Just let it be opened unto you. You know exactly what to do under any circumstances, and you do it wisely and well, not pompously, not superciliously, not with any mannerism that will make people feel you are being better than they, but with a manner of saying, "Yes, you have practiced on your violin and you play it beautifully. You have not practiced on your violin and you play it poorly. All the difference in the world. Who am I? What am I? Where am I going? What is my values?" Ah, yes. When I walk through life with my chin level, I achieve all the desires of my heart. I achieve all the goals of my heart. I achieve all the purposes for which I am living on this planet Earth. And I feel so good, so wonderful, so fulfilled, so revealed that all is good and very good. I love me. Oh, yes, I do. I like me. Oh, yes, I do. I am that I am. Oh, yes, I am. When your father says to you, "You are so wonderful. You are such a grand person. You are so glorious. Yes, you are. You are. Oh, my goodness, I love to be in your presence. You make me so proud to be your father. Oh, wow." Or when your mother says, "You got those flowers for me? Where'd you get them?" The mother doesn't say, "Where did you get them?" The mother has her chin up and she says, "You thought about me. How wonderful. You are so beautiful. You are such a loving, you are such a gentle, you are such a beautiful child. I am so proud to be your mother. Oh, you make me feel so good." Now, all a mother has to do is say that once a week or every now and then to their children and believe it. And that mother will have children that will be the most ideal children in the world, which they always were. But letting them know that they are very special and very wonderful draws out of them that magic that's in them and always is in them. Teach your child to walk with his chin level. Teach your child to walk proudly. Teach your child to believe in himself. Teach your child to love his world and see his world just as beautiful as he sees himself. And as you do that, you'll do it for yourself. Teaching the Marines how to be the magnificent Marines, every one of their teachers is just as beautiful as the Marines are teaching. And they hold fast to what they teach them in their own life. They never have a time where they want to let down and not be fully responsible for what they believe and what they live. They do not get joy out of slouching. They do not get joy out of walking with their head looking at the ground. They do not get joy out of violating principle anywhere in their life, because they have been taught that to walk with their chin level with the ground, to walk with pride, to walk with confidence, to be a living example of what they believe. And so they are. And so you are. And so I am. All by our individual choice. All by our individual action. Practiced, practiced, practiced. Revealed, revealed, revealed. Fulfilled, fulfilled, fulfilled right now. It is done, and it is wonderfully done. Know this for yourself. Walk with your chin level. Walk proudly, and know that you are indeed beloved. I love you. I love you. I love you.